I'd rather have 9 inches of penis.
Listen!
Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plan.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast as part of the Super Network at supermarcy.com, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Oh my god, why is his top tucked into his undies?
The terrible Australian bead Jermaine.
His outfit is so preppy and nerdish, I don't like it.
Trash Panda Colin.
I want a hot tub in a room real bad.
This podcast is intended for a mature audience, as it may contain explicit language.
It's the post-apocalypse,
I always think about in these movies, how disgusting.
Adult themes.
Well, I mean, I've seen this dude's nipple through his shirt.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. For exclusives, find us at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And now for our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dead brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, and welcome to episode 211 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast out there on YouTube. I mean, not YouTube. Out there in the universe, I should say. And with me are my very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello. Good to be back again. Yeah. Sorry, I'm laughing at your mistake because that was just funny.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, Marcy, like, the previous episode was our annual Golden Rotary Awards show, so I'm still celebrating after that episode, so.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
Lots of cool winners on that one, and once again, congratulations to all the winners on that episode. But, of course, it is the official new season of this show, and that means a whole new batch of potential nominees for next year. But also joining us today is the trashiest of the trash pandas, Colin. Hello, Colin, and how are you?
B, why are you so drunk that you figured out that we're on YouTube now? I didn't even know that. You can watch us on YouTube.
I mean,
stop celebrating at the award show, dude. You got fucking hammered. Me,
yeah, I know.
I'm the sober one here, all right? What the fuck?
Exactly. I have to, like, I'm still a bit hungover, hence why I have to wear these glasses on my face right now. So
you blind bitch.
Indeed. But guys, we're not alone on this episode. We have a very special guest who is joining us today, and it's someone that Marcy and I know, and who has been on episodes of other shows on the Super Network. And he's making his long-awaited return to any of our shows. And that, of course, is our good friend Delaney. Hello, Delaney, and welcome back to All Things the Super podcast by coming on the Tubi Tuesday podcast.
Yay! Thank you, guys. I'm super excited. Big smiles, all smiles. And it's weird because I'm also frustrated because I want to know why someone's messing with grandma.
Exactly.
I don't want to know who's I'm messing scared. With grandma. That's gross. That's gross I'm as scared. Fuck. Dude.
But why indeed, is there a potential indeed. Mess with grandma bead?
Well, you see, Marcy, as we usually do for the start of every new season of the show, we put a poll out there on the Super Network Patreon, and we ask our listeners to vote on 6 Tubi original films from the year prior, and whichever film wins the votes ends up being the film we do for the very first episode of the new season of the show. Because I think it only makes sense that this is the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, and it makes sense to do a Tubi original film to start off every new season. Mm. So for this one, I put down 6 original Tubi films. Some of the potentials on the poll were Great White Waters, Married to a Baller 2, Match, President Down, and Sideline 2, Intercept, but the winner of the poll, and I am not surprised because it does have the most amazing title so far for a Tubi original film, and that is Don't Mess with Grandma.
Dude, it's not better. It's not better than Get Off My Lawn, dude.
Right.
I mean, that is true too.
I don't know what's true. It could be a kid's film or it could be like a deep, you know, drama. There's so much going on with just the title.
There's nothing to do with children in this movie. If you've seen the cover of this movie, there is no children.
No, I've only ever seen the text Don't Mess with Grandma. I learned about it today. And I've been at work all day and I ran right into the studio, but yeah.
Are you in Australia too? I don't know you.
I don't know you. No, I unfortunately am American.
Hell yeah, me too. Let's go, baby.
I'm in San Francisco, California.
Fuck yeah, America. Let's go, baby. Trump, let's go.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
That's why it's unfortunate that you're both Americans, and it's fortunate that we're Australians.
Dude, I would rather be American any day than fucking running away from scary ass bugs. Fuck that.
Fuck that. Well, that is true too. But speaking of bugs, we might as well get to the movie. Yes. What you need to do, everyone, is look up the movie Don't Mess with Grandma if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. And strangely enough, even though it's a Tubi original, it's not on Tubi Australia. I mean, what the fuck, guys?
Staying away from scary bugs. It is available.
Exactly. But it is available on other Tubi streaming services in other parts of the world. So if you're interested, check it out there. I'm going to count us down from 5. And when I say go, and that's when you play the movie. And that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so when an ad does pop up during the course of this episode, I will play this sound effect.
It's the post-apocalypse, dickhead! That works.
Where's my favorite clip? All right, where's the one
your
that
favorite?
Marcy... Well, yeah, where's that
Oh, yes. Oh, is it this one? Hold on.
Fuck, nerd!
No.
Okay, it's not that one. Okay, fair enough. No, I'm trying
Marcy's
to...
got...
I can't.
Marcy's got it. She knows which one it
well,
is.
Well, look at my tits. Look at them.
No. I said it.
It was
a very intimate time in my life.
Oh, you got seen fucking on Discord.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a lot of lore on this show.
So much lore.
But... once the ads are finished, we'll make sure to let you know, and then Marcy will give us a timestamp as well. Right. However, if you're not interested in watching Don't Mess with Grandma, first of all, how dare you?
Yeah, fuck.
I still reckon this will be a fun to listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Colin, Delady, are you ready to see what type of mess Grandma has made?
Yeah.
With fun. Don't Mess with Grandma.
No.
Dude, Grandma better make me some fucking cookies. Let's go, baby. Come on. There better
Indeed.
Be the mess in the kitchen they're talking about.
Let's do it.
Well, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
See, I had to make sure I was in time with you, Marcy. So.
Raven Banner. Caw-caw.
Yes.
Caw-caw. And Spaceman.
I just wanted you to know you're in space, man.
I thought that was going to say Bondi. It's in Bondi Beach.
So did I. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. Does this have like 20? Like, Oh, in memory.
Oh, no. Oh,
any wow. of these.
Okay.
It's okay. Grandpa. No,
it is Grandpa.
Goose Hawking.
Wait, there's Goose? Geese?
Yes.
Wait, I think I turned the volume like uber low.
Maybe just a little bit more.
There we go.
Just called the goose an asshole.
Geese aren't assholes. They're beautiful creatures.
I hit one with a golf club one time. I fucking fucked that thing up so bad.
That it came after you, Colin.
It did, dude. It was like. Rah, 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 rah. This movie is not realistic. That old man would be yelling at that black dude to get off his front porch.
Yeah, that's when you get the get off my lawn yelling. You know that.
Yeah. Get off my porch.
Let's see, it's Michael Jai White.
Is it?
Yeah. Or, as we like to say, Spawn.
Are you a computer?
Oh, I just deal with my mom when I try to show her how to work a gadget.
I just ignore my mom when she asks me shit. Like, she'll figure it out.
I have to do it for my dad as well. My dad is the most technophobic person I know. Oh!
What is happening right now?
He does a series of jobs for elderly people that call him on the phone and ask him to get his ass over there or something.
I think so. Is he going to mess with the wrong grandma? Like, what's happening?
He delivers. He's Meals on Wheels. He delivers.
Like, is it Meals on Wheels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trusted Trays, baby.
Ah, time to get into my real car. Oh, wait, no, wait, that's not it.
I thought that said home there. Delivery of complete mess. I am dyslexic. You wrapped up yet? Sure.
Yeah. How many of these Tubi originals have you guys watched?
Ooh, we've done about maybe five?
For I was going to say five, yeah.
Five or six, I think, yeah. I know it's one of them.
We haven't done all of them. When did they start producing their own content?
Oh, the last couple, I would say the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I think about 4 years, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of, it's kind of a mixture of they're producing their own stuff, but also acquiring other movies as well, because I know there's a few movies on Tubi US in particular that I know they acquired from film festivals and stuff like that.
Sure. I mean, hence all the opening credits here with all the different companies.
Yes.
They say Tubi Original, and then, yeah, it has all the film companies. But, yeah.
Yep.
So that means people are just out there writing, "Don't mess with Grandma." What? And we...
Yes.
Dude, we are going to write like the best Tubi original movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have to.
Get us our Timu Jack Black here. Seriously, he looks like Jack Black.
No, in the way that Jesse Plemons looks like Matt Damon, yes, this guy looks like Jack Black. I agree.
Yes. Got to get his sit-up in before he goes to deliver all those meals for old people.
Yeah. That's what I told you to do earlier, Bede. So you get rid of those man titties.
I mean, that's true.
Oh, for God's sake. And yes, this does star Michael Jai White.
Yes.
But for the record.
Yo, man.
Fuck. I don't want to go deliver this food to these old people.
It's going to be the same mashed potatoes and peas.
It's probably fire-ass food. I might start getting Meals on Wheels.
He's listening to some... Billy Zane!
Billy Zane!
Wait.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Billy Zane's in this movie, Marcy.
He must have needed money so bad. So bad. He's living off that Titanic check.
Well, poor Michael J. White, though, because... I went and saw Kill Bill, the whole bloody affair, and it still cut out his scenes from the film.
Oh, really?
Oh, Jake.
Yeah.
Oh. And he was Spawn.
Exactly.
I do appreciate those jump cuts, though. That was kind of a sweet decision. Like, don't make us watch the car come all the way down.
And he was also a Universal Soldier, Marcy.
He was. Did you meet Michael Jai White at a convention, Pete?
I did. I did meet him at a convention. He was one of only two celebrities I saw that year.
I mean, what? Sorry, I didn't mean that.
He must have needed money, too.
He needed money, so he had to meet me.
Wasn't that why you do a convention? I wish I got asked to do a convention and get paid money for people to... meet me and have my autograph. That'd be awesome.
Dude, why can't we just get press passes to like fucking conventions and shit? I'll come if a convention flies me to Australia, I'll fight some scary bugs and kangaroos.
This guy hates animals.
Oh. It's
kind of running with the goose, he can't stand the dog, the bear. The theme of animals is attacking.
Hey, grandma?
Baby, can you put this bear downstairs for me, baby? I'll make you some nice food.
I think that's the grizzly from Grizzly 2. Like the actual bear they used in the book.
Probably was.
Grizzly as well, but I know what you mean.
Its face is hilarious, by the way.
Marcy, I think you're going to be even more jealous, but then again, it might be the same for you too. Michael Jai White actually follows me on Twitter.
Go fuck yourself, bitch.
He needs money. tell him we're watching this movie.
Yeah, send him a DM. Tell him we're watching the movie and see if we can get him to respond to something live.
Get him on live.
8:34 is where our ad break is in this movie.
Do you have a picture of yourself with him, Bean?
I do. Trying to find that.
Send it to him. Yeah.
And be like, dude, we're watching your movie right now. Do you have any recollection? Like, tell us a good. I don't know. But get
here's
Michael
the link. Right hop on. Hop on. Here's the link.
Yeah.
You know,
and then like 100 people join the link saying they're Michael Jai White.
Use your clout.
Come on,
You know what? I am doing it right now. I am messaging Michael Jai White in public, so he has to see this.
Just be like, whoever wants, come on. All these random fucking people just come on the podcast. It's hilarious.
That's too much for me to hear.
Currently,
that's so weird. Why does TikTok need an ad?
Yeah.
What up, TikTok?
Hello, NFL.
Yeah, why do these things need ads?
That's weird.
Because that's how they make
broadcasting
money.
It, or I don't know.
And movie's back at 8:35.
Yay.
We're going to see what's going to happen to Grandma.
Oh, honey. Put that bear on my couch.
Is Grandma obsessed with like taxidermy? Or?
Yeah, killing animals. She is.
I told you this guy has a fear of animals. I called that.
That's why.
Is this an animal attack movie?
Nah. It could be.
Maybe he dresses up as like the bear to protect grandma.
Grandma,
you cooking? Yeah, I am cooking. I'm writing some really cool stuff on social media. Let me cook.
She's cooking.
Let me cook, baby.
It's weird seeing Michael Jai White play a normal person and not an action character.
I mean, he's probably gonna turn into an action character.
Oh, yes. Possibly, what, maybe.
What's his best known role? Is it Spawn?
Yes. I would say in the mainstream, I would say, yeah.
Spawn. Wait, he was Spawn?
In the live action movie.
In the movie.
Oh, okay. Tight. He doesn't need money. He's got fucking Spawn money.
Exactly. But he was also had a small part in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Ah.
What was he? Donatello?
And he was also in The Dark Knight.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Yeah, he had a great scene in The Dark Knight.
Yeah, the pencil trick scene.
Yep.
What type of fox is that? That's
what?
Fox's mouth was like open like that.
I cannot handle the decor of this house.
Is she just bottling fucking urine? Like, what the fuck, Grandma? What are you doing, Grandma? If my grandma was bottling piss and had fucking dead animals everywhere, I'd be like, it's time to go to home, Grandma.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried about Grandma.
It's time.
Grandma's got a weird fetish and I don't like it. We don't kink shame. Just saying.
All right, I sent the tweet out to Michael Jai White.
Hell yeah.
But he responds, we shall see.
Oh, he just You've responded. Heard it here first, he told you to go fuck yourself. No, I'm kidding.
No.
Yeah, he was probably like, fuck this fucking Australian guy I don't know.
Ah, but there's the thing is, Bede can be like, no, you do know me. But and send him that AI-generated image you just made.
Yes. Actually, speaking of Michael Jai White, I better find that photo he and I had together.
It seems statistically improbable that Eric Roberts doesn't show up. I would expect Eric Roberts to be in this movie at some point.
I'm surprised that the amount of Tubi originals that don't feature Eric Roberts at
all. I would be surprised.
Yeah, why isn't he in like every single one?
I know they should do a spinoff. Don't Mess with Grandpa.
Oh my God,
Eric Roberts and Billy Zane. Bring Billy Zane back for whatever part he plays, but he's definitely rehired.
All right.
What was
here we go. Here's my.
Here
I am with.
It's spelled wrong. Rum is spelled wrong.
I forgot what I was about to say. Anyway.
It's a damn dog. It's Rufus, the dog.
Poor puppy.
That's racist, Bede. You don't know what that dog's name is.
It's Rufus. That's what they say.
What?
That's racist. I don't know the dog's name. Pete's like, but they called him that name.
Oh, they did. I wasn't paying attention.
Pete's name was Rufus.
This is why we sit down together once a week and watch a movie.
Definitely.
And that's why the pre-show was talking about dick size for some reason.
Told you, 4 inches is just fine.
You've heard it here first, people. Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody coming through the window.
Oh, it's a pig. I mean, it's a pest.
My gosh, it's a mask. Oh my gosh, we're on the set of Your Next.
Tight. They're going to mess with Grandma.
Oh.
Are they going to make her squeal deliverance style or...
What is this interpretive dance? Like, who goes creeping?
Did Does he think he's
here comes Billy Zane.
Big? What's happening?
Oh, you know who's behind the mask, Marcy?
Eric Roberts?
No, it's me, Nicolas Cage, because I was in a movie called Pig.
I think that was a different kind of movie.
Well, that is true, but I should have wore a big mask in it.
Wait, who still has landline? Oh, Grandma would have. Oh my God, she's got a red rotary phone.
Oh, I want it. That's a nice looking one. I have a black one.
Oh! Whoa! What the fuck is happening?
They messed with Grandma. They even
thought
about it. Why
are they messing with Grandma? Oh! Business just picked up.
Get the fuck out.
Well, the whole plot of this movie, and I think is brilliant, is basically like these people are trying to do a home invasion, and Michael Jai White doesn't want his grandma to know it's happening, so she's oblivious about everything that's going to happen.
That feels like my life. I'm just oblivious to everything around me.
This seems like the Harmony Korine version of Home Alone.
I guess.
Yes. Oh!
Gosh, there's a hot girl under that pig mask. Oh! Pig masks are terrifying.
Now they're squealing.
That motherfucker's wearing a pig mask, going into someone's house he doesn't know with a knife, getting his ass kicked and saying, "What is happening?" Yeah.
He's confused.
Well, this is like the movie version of like that story about that book who went into a house and he realized he was in Dolph Lundgren's house because he saw all the photos and he was like, "I'm getting the fuck out of here before he bashes me up."
Imagine going to someone's house and it's like Dolph Lundgren or something. You'd be like,
Kevin Costner has a story about it where he went to one of his beach houses and that he only visits at a certain time. And I guess it had been broken into. And when someone realized they broke into his house, they wrote him a note that said, "Dear Kevin, I didn't know it was you. I only used it for sleep and like took a little from the fridge." But then Kevin Costner was like, "Yeah, it's fine." But yeah, could you imagine? Like, what are the chances?
Yeah.
Also, the guard dog is useless.
That's what I'm saying. What is the point of having that dog if it's not going to do anything? Fucking Rufus.
All right, Rufus. Oh no, I broke a finger. That's what you get for messing with Grandma. Nobody gets more hurt than this, because if you do, I'm gonna be completely lost. So what was that? I thought you said that it was just a little old lonely lady. It is. Okay, so who's action star grandson? I don't know. Maybe a neighbor or something? Maybe a neighbor or something. What? Maybe a neighbor or something. Take off your mask, dude.
Why did the mask have like a bandana on it? These are the questions I need answered in a movie like this.
Well, that is true.
And I snorted. Where's Billy Zane? These are not Billy Zane.
These are his multiple personalities, Marcy.
Dude, that would be brilliant if they all had Billy Zane masks.
Oh my God.
And then Billy Zane actually shows up.
Yes.
A what?
Well, he's into Dungeons and Dragons type stuff. He was listening to some Game of Thrones ripoff. Like, he's into fantasy things. So, I don't know. I guess he's into metal. He's friends with Jack Black, so he knows
Tenacious
D.
What is this conversation? Can a goat be a slut?
Be a slut?
I mean, isn't Black Phillip the sluttiest goat of all?
Well, I think Black Phillip is a, yeah. Wait, what do you mean, Bean?
I mean, you know, the goat, Black Phillip. What's a slutty goat?
Like, I don't know. I think Madonna's a slutty goat. She's like one of the greatest of all time and kind of known for being sexually free. I think if anyone could own slutty goat, it's Black Phillip and Madonna.
Yes. Unless it's like goat as in the act of greatest of all time. So
that's,
you're
that's
the greatest
what I just
slut
said. Yeah. That's why Madonna, bro. Because she, you know, obviously Madonna's not a goat, but Black Phillip is a goat. But no Academy Award nomination for Black Phillip that year, which I thought was weird.
Oh, that's why she couldn't hear the...
He's taken... Yeah, but he wants Grandma to have peace and quiet because she's reading her smutty romance novels.
Yes. Well, there's a... Well, we got our first animal nominee for the awards this year.
Yes.
Rufus the
dog. Well, actually, the couple of movies that we did before are still from this year, so there's a whole lot of emus to be nominated as well.
That is true. Well, that is true. Like, the ones we've done this year will count for the upcoming awards later.
What movie are you talking about that has a lot of emus?
Oh, Emu War.
Oh, you know, I've seen that one on the video shelf at Amoeba, and I couldn't tell anything by it, but would you recommend it?
Yes.
if you want a history lesson on the Emu War that happened in Australia, it's absolutely historically accurate.
Oh. One of you laughs and one of you is urging me to not worry about it.
I can't keep
you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Have you seen the edition I'm talking about, though? It has a hand-drawn cover. It looks
Billy Zane.
It looks really interesting.
Billy Zane! Billy Zane!
Oh my gosh.
That mustache.
Billy Zane.
And he's got a Stanley Cup thing.
He does.
Why do they want to rob Grandma? She's just got fucking animal carcasses and shit.
Marcy, they're rednecks. They want the taxidermy. Once again, that dog is a useless guard dog. Oh! No one's going to stare back and make sure we don't get attacked. Get him, Rufus. Finally, Rufus. I hope that's a running gag, is that Rufus doesn't go after the crooks. He just goes after Michael Jai White's character the entire movie. Oh. Oh.
What the fuck is this movie?
What? Why is Billy Zane Wilford Brimley in this movie?
Why does he have diabetes? Come on,
would you stop? Exactly. I could put a
hole in you. He looks like TikTok from Return to Oz.
He does.
He does.
I'm not wrong,
he
am
like
I?
Wilford Brimley.
No, you're not wrong.
At all?
Diabetes.
Shit.
He looks like 1980s Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh my god.
He also gives a bit of Bruce Willis in Death Becomes Her.
Well, that is true, yeah.
In fact, isn't this the type of movie like Bruce Willis would have appeared in years ago? One of these like aging exploitation type films where they have just enough budget for like a name or two, and it's kind of low production value, exploiting something. I can't tell what they're exploiting in this movie.
Well, I mean, if Bruce Willis was in it, it would have been exploiting Bruce Willis.
Well, yeah, he would have been sitting Bruce Willis, probably, but...
Yes.
Well, first of all, I'm not leaving anywhere. Maybe I should say more convenient. I need to finish my smutty book.
Also, you got people trying to rob your house. Can't you just go somewhere like where none of that happens? There's an emergency.
Like what?
Well, what if you fall down the stairs?
Well, you'd help me.
But Granny, what if I'm not around?
Well, why wouldn't you be? Are you okay?
Granny, it's just...
Grandma, I don't want to be around here and just looking after you. I need to go off and star in another action movie.
Grandma. Yeah.
Well, I'm not about to leave here. All of France's stuff is here. And I'm not going south like your mother.
My mother?
Mm-hmm.
You mean your daughter?
No, she didn't like her, does she? And
left her
here to die for all she knows. When I do die, it's going to be here in my...
Dude, like, Michael Jai White's meant to be her grandson, and he's probably, like, in his early 50s now.
But I shouldn't look, like, that old to be grandma.
It's someone in a costume. Like,
and he is playing like, younger. I mean, he's dressed like Michael J. Fox.
Michael Jai Fox.
Michael Jai Fox. Well, he's either going to get some family ties or Back to the Future. So, but is there something in this house that they want? Like, there's got to be something they need to get in this house, right?
As well, so far it hasn't been revealed yet. It's probably like one of those things like...
How is he hiding behind the pole? You can see him.
He's giving the Vulcan salute, though. He means peace.
Yeah, exactly. Live long and prosper.
I'm just going to sit like this for a while now. Can't help it. Bracing my Trekkie. So do they think he's like a Satanist because he's into Dungeons and Dragons? Because I thought that concept was at least 40 years old.
Well, see, this could be a double feature with that movie you and I watched last year. What is it?
Night Chills? Or
Nightfall? Night Chills, yeah.
Was it Night Chills?
Yeah, Night Chill.
Yeah, imagine making a shot-on-video movie in the 2000s about Dungeons and Dragons being satanic.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they've been telling that same story since the 80s. You're right, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And the only thing 40 years old in this movie is Michael Jai White.
Oh. Oh.
Just kidding. He's not 40.
How do I get Billy Zane to star in my movie?
Money. Money.
Money.
Well, that too. Oh. I mean, this is why we know Eric Roberts
heat.
Will look.
Shit.
Oh, the dog's packing heat.
He is. He's going to shoot him. Shoot him, dog. Shoot him. Shoot him.
Cujo means Cujo 2. This time it's personal.
Don't mess with my grandma. Yeah, get him, Rufus.
Finally, Rufus is doing his job.
Right?
And Colin's like, this is why he prefers cats, because the cat would have just clawed their face off.
Oh, jeez. Oh, let's get this job done so we can go to the Wilford Brimley convention. Oh. Oh. I love how basically Michael Jai White, every time he punches someone, they literally go flying.
Oh, I'd put that shit in my contract too.
$29.35.
It's the best cheer show ever. Says all these publications.
Stumble sounds like a curse name for a show.
Guarantee it'll be canceled after 4 episodes.
Right. The critics will eat it up. Stumble.
Exactly.
Stumble stumbled to catch our attention. Stumble, stumble. Anyway. Get beautiful eyes. Well,
exactly. Although, if it ends up being a hit, I'll eat my words later on down the track. We're back.
Cosmetic industry blows, by the way. That's a different podcast.
Yep. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the dog.
Yeah.
I want to give the dog treats. Wonder if I killed that guy.
Holy mother of cunt! What the hell happened in there?
Well, it seems the dog in there has become quite
terrible. You just said, holy mother of cunt.
Yeah, I know. I was about to be like, oh, that's my new phrase.
Holy mother of cunt. Yes, that's me.
These are the most redneck like home invaders I've ever seen.
I know, they're like, yeah, just dime store Home Alone thieves.
Yeah
Yes,
like who are these people? Like, I think these people marched the Capitol.
They totally did.
Right.
You didn't do nothing wrong.
I'm just trying to rob this house with old lady.
Hold that, what happened on January 6th was fake news. Just because there's video footage of us going around beating up cops and storming the Capitol and threatening to murder politicians doesn't mean it was real.
I feel like you've held that in for a few years.
Well, I have, yes. And I did it without a megaphone this time.
But there ain't nobody in my family better suited for this. Yeah, you tell them, boys. I don't know what's happening.
It would have been a better choice if they all still had the pig masks on, though, too. This yes. Would just be hitting so different. I just keep imagining them all in the pig masks, and I like it way more.
I miss the pig masks.
Yeah.
This guy looks like Denny from The Robe.
What? Like older Denny?
Yes.
Why do they need to kidnap Grandma?
You're not my fucking mother!
Exactly.
You're not my fucking grandma! Attack Michael Jai White at the same time. It's only one of him. That little help. They're resorting to a bow and arrow. I'm pretty sure that we've got their only gun. You know, we did some serious damage to their cuffs, especially that one guy. Oh my gosh, is this going to be like one of those movies where Michael Jai White and the dog hate each other, but then they basically start working together and they become friends by the end of it?
Oh, I like it. Like, yeah, top dog, underdog. Don't mess with grandma.
Yes. Yes. Rufus is a good boy. Now, see, do you think Freddy would like Rufus?
Yeah, he'd try to hump Rufus. What's wrong with you? Freddy's fetish is he's into dogs that are bigger than he is. Not, like, just the size of the dog.
Rufus just murdered that man in the bathroom.
Oh my god, you're
Rufus
right.
Rufus is cool. Freddy, do you want to go out with Rufus? He's a big boy. You what? Like big boys.
There's blood dogs, everywhere.
Don't you, Freddy? Don't mess with Freddy. Will be the sequel.
I can barely see Freddy, but I can see him mainly because of his grey chin.
You little boy. Little pets, Freddy. You're so pretty. Little baby.
Freddy straight up murdered him.
This is the most surprising bathroom scene since Marty Supreme.
I haven't seen it and I don't know what happens, but now I'm curious.
Yeah.
All I know is there was something about Timothée Chalamet getting spanked for real.
Oh yeah. Apparently they took 40 takes. He was spanked for because he refused to use a butt double.
My man.
And he's spanked by the guy from Shark Tank, Mr. Wonderful. It's so weird. He's like an actor, Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank. Spanks Timothée Chalamet. So if that's your kink, get to Marty Supreme.
Oh, Rufus didn't mean to kill that guy. He's sorry for what he did. Let's get him a present.
Let's get him a present.
Hey. You haven't been making a mess of my bathroom, have you? I love how Colin's all invested in this movie.
It's funny.
This guy looks like Sprocket's Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
He cleaned that bathroom so fast.
He did. Why is the water all red? That's a special bath stuff.
Grandma, you had your shark week. It's just from 40 years ago.
Ew, dude. Gross. Don't say that. On, dude. Now I got
you know what?
My head.
You know what happens when I'm on this podcast, okay?
You know that grandma is not having Shark Week, and if she is, it's just dust.
Dust. She forgot to clean up her last Shark Week from 40 years ago.
Oh, no. Would it be red dry?
I mean, if she's on her Shark Week as like a 60, 70-year-old, 80-year-old woman, would it be just like red dust or something?
Yeah.
It'd be like the sand from the planet in Dune, from Arrakis. Just the sands of Arrakis.
Yes.
I just watched half of that movie and fell asleep like right as it started to get good.
There you go. Which Dune? The Lynch one or the new one?
The new one.
Nice.
Yeah. I tried.
Well, honey, I'm about to have my Arrakis week.
My Arrakis week. Grandma is literally bathing in the blood of my enemies.
I mean, I think that's like I was joking before, but I think she literally is taking a bath with like the blood. Try to don't do martial arts on Michael Jai White, he'll beat you up. Oh my gosh, Billy Zane's ass is bitten by the dog.
How's your back?
It's fine, surprisingly.
All right, the McDougals are on standby, but their price point's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, how much does freeze-dried survival cheese cost?
Pam and Bill are trying something first.
I'm loving Billy Zane in this movie.
Haven't you seen Bill accomplish anything, have you?
I think Billy Zane is a potential supporting actor contender, along with Michael Jai White.
Yeah, it's interesting that he just went for, like, Richard Jewell meets Heisenberg, like, and not just look like Billy Zane.
Yes. Oh!
Undefeated amateur kickboxer. Straight up killer. But it's on the ground where they're dangerous.
Butt pad they just put on Billy Zane. For making fun of Billy Zane's Wolf and Brimley cosplay.
They're just duct taping his butt wound.
Yeah, with rolls of toilet paper or paper.
That's towel. Hilarious.
They're very cheap. What can we say?
They're just having a slap fight and crawling.
They're still taping him. Be able to move. I got you, you 10-year-old boy. Whoa!
Fuck it.
Boom! Oh, they went over the balcony. How's he going to explain that to Grandma?
Womp, womp, wow.
Grandma just not going to have a house by the end of this movie. Right on.
He's an army veteran, even though he's 12 years old.
Right.
You should see me. Sans home invasion.
Yeah. That was a lot, Splinter. See you around. Like, you know what, Marcy? They need to make a spin-off movie where Michael Jai White and the shot Johnny Vincent's character of Aaron from Your Next team up to beat other home invaders.
Your Next too, Electric Boogaloo. Don't mess with Grandma.
Your Next if you mess with Grandma.
Does that person know how to use the arrow thing? The bow and arrow, whatever.
Oh, I hope they don't. Oh, I hope they don't, and they actually shoot that guy.
I feel like they're gonna shoot their own foot somehow. Yeah, what is happening?
She was like, "I'm holding the arrow. Oh, it's getting too hard now. I gotta put it down." Bones cracking.
Yeah, but he's panting, so.
Is everyone quiet all of a sudden? All right, everyone back off. I'll fucking end this guy.
No, God, please help me, God. Please help me, God.
Oh, we can't help him. I can't use the bow and arrow, my arm sore.
This is the weirdest version of Last House on the Left.
This is the last house. This is the last house on the left. The last house on the left kick to the face.
I think it's the last house on of grandma. Who's
that? Grandma.
Oh, she died.
Oh, she. Did I forget? Plot twist.
No. I was just in
the
neighborhood. And okay. The plot thickens now.
Okay, now we a twist.
Fake Bradley Cooper knew her.
Oh, yeah. This is Carl. It is Timu Bradley Cooper.
Timu Bradley
Cooper. It is. There's been a lot of Timu Bradley Coopers on this show lately. Carl. Carl. Better be on my way. Nonsense.
Now, we just made some chowder, if you like. Oh, he's going to stay for some. Oh, my God. They're going to play cards. I wouldn't want to impose. Plus, I have
Carl. Okay, yeah, that sounds lovely. I'll warm up a
bowl. Thank you. That wig is horrible.
Strong.
Add.
Oh, I'm going to play a sound effect, and it's going to be...
Carl! I think of Jason Momoa in this ad.
So you could get 1.5% cash back, and your credit score goes up 71 points.
Wow. I liked it better when Jason Momoa was... in the post-apocalypse, and you tried to make fun of him for wearing little glasses, and I had to explain to you that it was the post-apocalypse, bitch.
Exactly.
Mm.
I think when you and I found out about the,
it's the post-apocalypse, dickhead!
We forgot what the context of when you said that happened, and it was literally just me making fun of his little glasses in that movie.
And I'm like, that's all he could get in the post-apocalypse.
I know.
I get angry at the most randomest things.
What film is that that you're talking about?
Oh, the
Bad Batch?
The Bad Batch.
The Bad Batch.
Oh, sure. To get started. The Jim Carrey movie?
Nope.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No! Marcy, it's the Trivago ad.
Oh God, where's the teeth guy? Is it teeth guy?
Oh, he's not there. Thank goodness.
Thank God.
I don't see him.
I can't handle that guy's teeth.
Yeah, no teeth. $100 less. I should have
checked Trivago. Look at that little nerd in the middle.
You should have He sounds like you're from Canada. You should have checked for Trivago, guy.
45.09. We're back.
Well, I better.
I'm telling you, that's Timu Pattinson. I like this Timu theme, but that's Timu Pattinson.
Yes. And also, whenever he's on screen.
Carl!
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 So I don't know, but is Billy Zane actually. Okay, hold on. This is gonna go hard. But is Billy Zane actually just Timu Bruce Willis in this?
Ooh, he could be.
That's actually a fair point.
But it's because Billy Zane not looking like Billy Zane. Like he was doing something here. Like he came to set prepared. He had a whole character. They have matching Walmart hats or something.
They have like the cats that say Stan.
No, that's gonna...
Are they big fans of Eminem or?
They're no, Marcy. They're big fans of Devin Sawa. Oh.
Yeah,
Bill's, I saw the Fanatic.
Bill's dead. Yes,
I love the Fanatic. Well, obviously we did a podcast on it, but I went and saw it in the theater about a year and a half ago.
Oh,
they played it. Nice. They played it in town. Yeah,
that's cool.
At the Alamo.
If only we could fly.
Yes. You want to play Little Limp Bizkit?
What you gonna do now?
This is the most awkward family dinner I've ever seen.
And also, his name is
Carl.
How come Grandma doesn't notice all the blood on her grandson there?
And also, like, he's just, Carl is just standing there, probably with his ribs cracked and everything, trying to eat that soup.
Why is it so important that they placate grandmother, though? Like, she should know she's in danger. This is just amplifying this made-up universe that Michael Jai White wants to protect his Nana from the evils of the world, but they persist, and they exist in the form of people that she knows and trusts and she wants to feed and nourish, but these people want to destroy her, and Michael Jai White can't even fess to it. It's like he's got to get over this. He's got to talk to Grandma. Mm. This is about communication and families.
Yeah.
That's what the
family.
I wonder if this is a case of, maybe we might have missed it, but maybe it's one of those cases of, like, maybe she has a specific type of condition where she can't get overly stressed or she'll have a heart attack or something like that.
Oh, wow. Like geriatric speed or geriatric crank.
Yes.
Like she can't get too excited or her heart will pop. So it's always about keeping her calm. Yeah, I like that.
Yes.
That's all right. Let's write geriatric crank.
I guess. Yeah. Let's start writing that script.
And then all we right. could do we low voltage as the sequel.
Rufus Whiting. It's that weird fox again. I'm confused why all these card games are named after alcohol.
I'm confused why they're all dressed like they shop at Target, though.
Or, as we say in Australia, they look like they shop at Savers.
Is that okay? Yeah.
I think they look like they shop at Kmart, but I shop at Kmart, so that's not very nice. This is what I'm wearing.
Well, that is true. Kmart, so. I mean, I should make fun of Kmart. I mean, I think this shirt was from Kmart as well.
Yeah, Savers is like a recycle store. So you donate your old clothes and furniture and stuff, and then they resell it, and whatever is meant to go to a charity.
Okay.
Even Savers is becoming unaffordable, which says a lot.
Yes. The med school story. I can't handle that wolf or fox taxidermy in the background.
Yeah, but it's not as
so wide.
It's not as good as the lion head from Samurai Cop.
Oh my god, the lion head in Samurai Cop is one of my favorite images.
It really is the best thing yeah. ever.
I wrote, it was 20 years ago at this point, but I wrote a paper in college on Samurai Cop. I was fucking obsessed with that movie, man.
With copper pipes.
No, for real. One time I met Joe Bob Briggs at a bookstore to talk to him about Samurai Cop, and he gave me like half an hour. He was a really sweet dude.
Nice.
But the things our neurodivergencies make us do.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why we all embrace our tisms here.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is basically a tism like cube that I can just squeeze.
The tism cube.
Yeah.
Just squeeze. And wear our autistic shoes.
I
can say that.
You can, and I'm not saying it in a mean way, but 90% of people that are autistic wear the same kind of shoes because I think they're just very simple.
Yes.
But you also always wear a lot of polo shirts.
Well, that too.
And generally there's some jorts happening. Colin, you can confirm that too. You wear jorts when it's warmer.
I don't wear jorts. I don't think I've ever owned a pair of jorts before in my life.
Oh, damn. You're doing autism wrong, Colin.
Well, I mean, I got the white shoes, so that's
you
fine.
You do. You need the autism shoes. What is that?
Googly eyes on that bear.
Why is it googly eyes?
I think it's an allusion to Everything Everywhere All at Once and the familial trauma that movie presented. I think the director is trying to connect his film with that masterpiece.
Yes.
I also just think they did it because they thought it was funny. They're like, ha ha, googly eyes. So you're saying this bear
stuff is priceless. They just want the bear. Yeah.
They just want the bear.
Yeah.
Because that's a prop from Grizzly 2 and we need to sell it.
I can't even look at that. Like,
it's
that's
so
not
funny.
A real bear.
Make that a t-shirt. I will wear that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Marcy, I got a t-shirt for your idea. Inside all of us are two bears, and it's the bear from Grizzly 2, and it's the bear from this with the googly eye.
Probably add in the bear from Night of a Thousand Cats too.
Yes, or Day of the Animal.
Yeah, there's quite a few. You can have all the bears.
I like Bart the Bear from The Edge. Remember Bart the Bear?
Yes.
How could we ever forget Bart?
Come on, you can't forget Bart.
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 Does he want to send her to, like, Shady Pines or something?
Yes. I understood that reference, Marcy.
Well, there was a thing. I think it's just Shady Acres or something.
Shady Acres or Shady Pines or...
They're all shady in one way or another.
Yes. Shady Oaks. I don't know, Rufus. I think they want to send me to a hole.
Yeah, we don't allow that. You ready? No,
not really. Rufus, you can come stay with Marcy. No, of course not. Granna?
Hey, Granna. I don't know why. I did not think I'd be as invested in this movie as I am.
That's how you know the movie we're watching is a good one, because Cole's totally invested.
Oh, yeah.
I want that, whatever that is on the wall. I want to crochet
that. I want that bear.
The bear! The bear's like...
Well, I like the little owl, the yarn owl.
Yeah, I want to make that. Yes. Is that Grandpa?
Yeah. Yes. He killed the bear. It was the last remaining California grizzly bear. And that's what
oh
they
my
want.
Gosh, there's more of them. They're going out of their way to get some venison. Also, we're all going to the Wolf of Brimley convention after this is done.
You fucking leaning on that, man. It'll work.
Am.
It works.
I mean, once I start something, I just lean into it until it makes people laugh, like Marcy.
Cockhead. What?
Fuck you, Shorzy. Fuck you, Shorzy.
What is happening? Why are we watching this movie and enjoying it?
Oh my gosh, you just called Billy Zane Ned Flanders.
He kind of could be. Oh my god, Billy Zane could be a live action Ned Flanders.
He could.
That could actually be a thing. The treasure you seek is this
bear shit. More or less, yeah. Well, now, usually with our Tubi original movies, they always never end up being the absolute best, but I would have to say this is probably one of the better ones we've watched at the beginning of the year.
Stan Scrapyard. Are there Scrapyard people? We're definitely going to die over my dead body. Okay.
That's something I would write in a script. Grandma and the pooch there can wait in the car till we're done. Why? What, for copper? Jewelry, cast iron, cash and mattresses, any beadwork, that kind of thing. What? No, why? Listen, meathead. You see everyone here? They're all getting a cut. So while your offer may have made sense when it was just the seven of us, you have diluted the revenue to fuck all. Oh, bullshit. Just take the bear stuff and go. Look, I don't even know anything other than your... They want all the other stuff in the house. Because they're pissed. Jan and Stan.
Yeah, well, why are you wearing your fucking hats to advertise it? What the hell?
Wait, <who's... laughs>
the super... Oh, he didn't even go all the way down the stairs.
You know that stunt person was very disappointed that he only went halfway on those stairs.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the knight... The knight
coming from? Oh, ad.
The knight has a thousand... Ad! It's Kraken!
5901. Not too long left of the movie. Yeah,
right? Indeed. Also,
Carl!
That's right. All right, I'm just going to be running that sound clip for the down and for the rest of the episode. That's me. Now, what if your phone
service worked the same way too? Text now is free phone service. So the original title for this film was Sunset Superman.
I did read that, and apparently a might have been a year or two back. It was meant to play at Monster Fest here in Australia under that title, but then it was taken out of the schedule for some reason, I think. But then they changed. Yeah, I don't know why, but
maybe some parts of the world the movie.
Yeah, I think so, because I know Sunset Superman is the title it goes by in other parts of the world. I think Don't Mess With Grandma's a better title.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, I share a birthday with Michael J. White. He was born November 10th. Huh. Well,
hell yeah.
In a different year.
Yeah.
Come on. But let's see here.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm just checking Twitter now. So far, Michael Jai White has not responded to me yet.
Poor grandma.
Well, first of all, Michael Jai White, how dare you?
Whoa, don't say that yet.
Well, that is true. That is true.
20 minutes left or 15 minutes. We're going to see what's going to happen to grandma.
Yeah, grandma's only 20 years older than Michael Jai White.
She could be his mother.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
Oh, I know what happened to her husband. Oh, she misses it because he didn't pay that Loch Ness Monster free fitty.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Oh.
Is this that scrapyard crew?
Yes. Whoa!
Oh!
Now it's turned into a Michael Jai White movie.
Mm. Is this weirdly, like, it is weirdly one of the better Tubi originals we've watched, if we include Get Off My Lawn, because that was a masterpiece.
And also Shark Side of the Moon.
Marcy. Oh, yeah, Shark Side of the Moon is a masterpiece.
And Titanic 666. Which you have an autograph Blu-ray of, apparently, as well.
Oh. Yeah, attack him one by one, because that's always a good strategy.
They never learn in action movies, Marcy. They never attack all at once. They always have to do it one at a time.
Yeah, they're just waiting. Okay, now they're not, but, you know.
This is not a good look for 12 white people.
No. Especially redneck looking ones.
Right? With rhyming names.
Yeah.
Yes. Like Jed, Dan, Ran, Can, Ku Klux Klan. Bear. It's googly eyes that follow me every time I want to see it.
Gee, you need it.
I kind of do. Big Cole needs the bear too. Well, we're tired. We're going to go to bed now. See you later. Fact that we don't get it, how he know, we never find out, at least so far, why he's able to know all these martial arts, basically know how to kick ass. It's like they could answer, it's like, oh, he used to be in the army, but it's like, no, nah, they barely answer that.
Whoa, let's go, son.
Ah, whoa,
this is the blue meanie.
A little bit. Why is that guy dressed like a fucking Civil War person?
Boy, I'm already dressed like a Boy Scout.
Oh, here comes the puppy.
Dude, this song's going Sunset Superman.
Yeah.
Michael Jai White is now Michael Jai White with rage. I'm sorry for that joke, Livia.
Yeah, he even said, why is this happening? He doesn't like you.
I need to play this sound effect for the joke I just made. Where is it? There it is.
As usual, about 2 minutes too late.
Well, usually that's your job, Marcy.
Yeah, I didn't turn on my voice mod soundboard thing. I just couldn't be bothered today.
Oh, I would love to operate a soundboard. That'd be like a dream job. Come up with all the drops.
And... Yes. You're going there and messing with my grandma.
Now, so, you got me thinking of a spin-off podcast called To Be Fair, and then we just watch bad Tubi movies and try to argue what's good about them.
I think To Be Fair was actually the alternative title we had it, because we noticed that a lot of people, like, after when this show first launched, kept calling, like, whether it another show or, like, an article, To Be Tuesdays, and we thought for the longest time, maybe? change the title to be fair.
Yeah.
But we were like, you know what? We did it first. We're keeping it.
Yeah. To be fair, a fair chance to be fair. The original movie.
Yes.
He beat the shit out of all of them. That's why he's a Sunset Superman. And he likes
exactly. Rufus now.
See, judging by the title, this is not the movie that I thought this was going to be. Sorry.
No, not at all.
Or artwork, whatever. Grandma!
Is that Loch Ness Monster out there? Just give it free fitty.
Just give it to free fitty.
Bianca. I just like that's not even Michael Jai White acting. That's just him every time he does it, actually. Oh, I'm so tired.
Just so tired now.
I'm tired, I'm sore. Aw. We just become best friends.
Yes. There's someone still there. No.
Aw. He gave him a nose bump.
Good boy.
Rivers is a best animal performance nominee.
Here's your cool puppy. Oh, sorry, Freddy. I'm talking about you, don't worry. You're a good puppy boy.
Dude, I talk like that to fucking Hot Fire Ass mixtape all the time.
Fucking nuts.
You have to get Hot Fire to fist bump you or nose bump your fist. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Billy Zane, how could you?
Oh, he's pissed. As Michael Jai White should be.
It's the showdown we've always wanted. Michael Jai White versus Billy Zane.
Billy Zane should have played well. He did. Michael, Billy Zane should have played Marlon Brando in this movie.
I just wanted to be on the water, you know?
Let's go in my big eyes. Got my cheeseburgers.
I just wanted to get the beer for my daughter's wedding.
That's a pretty good one, Bede.
Yeah. Oh! He did a bait on Billy Zane!
I was about to say Batman him, and I meant to say he baned him.
He baned him, yes.
It's my back.
But I don't know if his back's actually broken or if his giant butt pad is like to shield the impact.
What is that?
Oh!
Do you think they learned their lesson?
Oh, can't you guys just give up already? I've killed half of you.
Carl?
Michael Jai White would have been a good, Michael Jai White would have been a good Dalton for Roadhouse, though.
Marcy, it's not Charles, it's
Carl! Actually, Michael Jai White in a like 2000s remake of Roadhouse would have been cool.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh! Someone got shot.
He wasn't sure where it was.
Exact, go home!
Hmm.
I'm just going to kill you anyway. Just leave.
Get off his fucking lawn. What is happening? Who are these people? Just go inside. I'll explain later. Are you okay?
Sorry, man. I was late from the Jack Black lookalike convention.
He entered the Jack Black lookalike contest. I heard he got third place.
Yeah,
that is true. Look how Carl there is. It's like, just go. Don't worry about it. Just leave. I feel like this movie, outside of the whole, like, making sure grandma doesn't know that there's people trying to invade her house, this probably is the most believable action movie ever. This is how I imagine it would actually happen in real life. Oh, Rufus.
You gotta go check on grandma.
Oh shit, I forgot I left a dead body up there in the bathroom.
No, Stan and Jan took the dead body, I believe.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Plastic.
Oh yeah. Harkening
back to Laura Palmer's
murder in Twin Peaks, and the director is making a direct correlation between this and the works of Sir David Lynch. Clearly.
Happy heavenly birthday to David Lynch. Reba McEntire.
Reba!
1 hour, 11 minutes, 51 seconds. They got Reba shilling shit now? Jesus Christ.
Dude, I would still smash Reba. I would still smash.
It's Reba. Mm. Why wouldn't you?
Right?
Reba McEntire. That's on cats.
No, she's not very good, is she?
Oh, see, that was just basically like me when we shot that thing a while back.
Did you sell hats on cats too?
He tried to.
If only.
And we're back.
We're back.
7 minutes, 53 seconds. Let's go. Is he going to die at the end? Because that'd be a bit sad.
He dies at the end and grandma just doesn't notice for like a few months.
Yeah. She's like, what's that smell?
Footsteps approaching. Also, honey, why is your arm all bandaged up?
Why do you look like you've been in 100 fights, son? Or grandson?
Grandson, actual son, I don't know. Yeah. Love how we're all now invested in this movie. That's how we're so, you know, we're very quiet while we're watching it.
I know, it's like investment in this movie. We care about this little family unit.
Yes. And her glasses.
I think I'm unfair to you, Jasper.
Wait, his name's been Jasper the entire time?
Yeah.
Jasper.
Just not like that old cat that used to live near your house, Marcy. When that Loch Ness monster killed him.
Yeah. Oh, poor grandma.
Nowadays, motherfuckers want to act like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Grandma.
Love it.
It is Shady Acres.
Oh, honey. Let's go to Shady Acres. Let's go to. I'm ready to go stay at Shady Acres, Pines, Oaks. Shady Shades.
Oh, grandma's gonna go to the.
That's what she said.
I love the. I hope in about a few minutes he's like, Grandma, I just protected your home from home invaders. Fuck you.
I'm not going to lie. They should have kept the home invaders in the pig masks, and they could have acted out all that drama and comedy just as they did, and it would hit different. And they should have cast Michael Jai White as the mother, too, except they don't share a lot of scenes in the movie because he's always blocking for her. But then it turns out to be a Norman Bates thing where he's actually mother. Ooh. And then it ends with this conversation where they reconcile their relationship, and he becomes one with Brandon.
That sounds like a Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah, like David Cronenberg's Tyler Perry.
Oh my God.
David Cronenberg's a Madea family reunion.
Yeah.
You never know.
I know.
Wait, Susan Netflix. Oh, Rufus is okay.
Thank goodness.
They glued his wound.
Actually, using glue is not a bad thing to close up wounds. That's why you have like medical glue.
Well, I mean,
you probably shouldn't use.
I mean, that's what they used to use in World War One and Two, I believe, was like super glue or. Not Ruby Rose. This is Pam. Came with the tramp. So why does Pam have the bear? I just wanted to show off your great work. Oh, they all gonna make up at the end. And they all lived happily ever after.
Then they fuck.
All right, everybody, let's go film Grizzly Free. Can you film me? I will while you drive me to the hospital in the morning. You know, we can. Jack and T-Boo Jack Black here has almost got man boobs as big as mine. I need to lose weight.
Oh.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to misgender anybody, but Timu Robert Pattinson has, great bone structure.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I think we all misgendered Pam, unfortunately. I think Pam
goes by they, them, from my understanding.
Yes. Yes. We apologize to Pam. We will do better next time.
I think they are a Tubi mainstay because they were in Terror Train 2, the Tubi Terror Train 2.
Oh.
He likes Rufus now. And they're going to play.
Jasper and Rufus become best friends in the end.
You know what? I quite enjoyed that movie.
This movie is basically. This movie is basically the don't mess with coming up the invisible raptor. Oh yes, I've heard of this movie.
Yes. And why is it 2 hours?
That's the movie where basically it's like these characters have to face a velociraptor who's invisible.
And I love there's just a movie called Found Footage.
Mr. Troop Mom and Ace Ventura Pet Detective Junior.
Junior. Well, that was Don't Mess with Grandma, and thanks to everybody who voted on our Patreon. You probably thought we were not going to enjoy this movie, but we did. So joke's on you.
Yeah, on you.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why you don't mess with the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
And
Grandma.
And Grandma.
Yes.
And you can find us at supermarcy.com and at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And of course, be sure to subscribe to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast on all your podcast streaming platforms or wherever you get your podcasts. And for me, if you feel like following my socials, I am Super Marcy and Super _ Marcy on Letterboxd. Done.
Awesome. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Just Google me. That's fine. Colin from the TV.
And yes. And Delaney, where can people find you on the internet this week if you want people to find you?
Oh, if people want to find me, they could contact me through Beater Marcy.
Yeah.
And for reals, I knew nothing about this movie before we watched it, so I'm sorry for my any mistakes I made throughout the course of the film. But I did enjoy this. That it was surprisingly watchable.
It was.
Mm.
It really was, honestly.
I know, it kept me quiet. Usually I'm not quiet.
There's a weird quality to the film though, where part of it is like, what the fuck is going on? Like I'm watching it, I'm processing it, but maybe not completely, because we're also enjoying each other's company. So some stuff gets lost in translation, but there's a lot going on in this movie.
It was great.
Exactly.
I
people would have fired me
a fair bit.
Oh,
by the way, that 5th of July stars Jaleel White. Look at that.
Oh, it is too.
It is actually. Jesus. Okay.
But also, I just found out that the writer and director of Don't Mess with Grandma also wrote and directed He Never Died with Henry Rollins. And that's a good movie too.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Oh my God, Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance is on Tubi.
Is that the one where
Nicholas Cage?
Yes.
I think
that might be my next pick. We'll stay tuned and see.
Yes.
thank you. Delaney for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you to chat with you and have you join us for a podcast, hopefully first of many more to come this year.
Yeah, I'm back. I sort of took some time off from doing podcasts. I used to do it years ago with you guys, obviously on Splat House, and we had a lot of fun there, but I took some time for work and I'm back, and I want to play with my friends in Australia.
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
Where are we calling?
I'm in St. Louis.
St. Louis, all right.
Yeah, Midwest, baby.
Did they ever that monkey or something?
No, the monkey and the goat are still going. They're going strong.
Oh, wow.
They stopped the search because... They don't know where it is. I'm waiting.
It's funny if it just showed up like on your porch or something.
Oh my God, I'd take it in. I'd make it my helper monkey and shit. It'd be so tight.
A lot of fun.
Well, if people were to find me personally, yeah, from the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Beat Jermaine. Find all my work over at supermarcy.com. And also listen to my solo podcast, Bean vs. the Living Dead, and its many spin-off shows as well on all podcast streamers everywhere. So that is a wrap for the Tubi Tuesdays podcast for this week. And we will be back next Tuesday for Marcy's pick.
Indeed.
Yay.
So stay tuned for that, everyone. And we'll see you all next Tuesday. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Grandma, how's it going?
Rufus outside?
Rufus doesn't like me.
Ha! Lots of folks don't like you.
You're just so far away from doctors, cell service. What if there's an emergency?
Well, I'm not about to leave here.
hearing aid. Nothing, Grandma.
What is happening?
Why didn't we know about this?
It was one guy and an old lady and a dog.
Go home.
Buddy, we just want to ransack the house.
What?
Jewelry, cast iron, cash and mattresses.
You're trying to kill us.
We are now.
Well, not if I kill you first.
Please don't hurt me.
I will saw your head off.
He's not human.
If you don't start filling me in on what's
Jasper?
Going...
Jasper?
Who's that?
Carl!
Hey!
Mrs. Terwilliger?
She's oblivious to the burglary.
Join us.
So, med school. Might a killer opportunity.
Yeah,
Come on, you though.